Close your eyes. Take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Because when we talk about breath, it's not the air coming in and out through the nose. It's the movement of energy through the body that expands the rib cage, lets it go down. But it doesn't stop there. It goes throughout the whole body, throughout your whole nervous system is involved. So you can focus anywhere, anywhere in the body. It's especially sensitive to the breathing. And notice, does long breathing feel good? If it does, keep it up. If not, you can change. Try shorter, more shallow, or in short, out long, in long, out short, heavy, light, fast, slow. See what breathing feels best for the body right now. And there's no one else to tell you that you got it wrong. You decide what you like. But you also want to look for the long-term consequences. As the Buddha said, the Dharma is nourished by commitment and reflection. So you commit yourself to doing it, and then you watch for the results. And when the results come, you ask yourself, are they up to standard or not? If they seem okay, we'll continue that way. If not, you can change. This applies for all aspects of the path, as you're following the precepts, as you're practicing generosity, as you're meditating. It's all a matter of really committing yourself to doing it and then watching the results. And then you learn from the results. This is how you turn the Dharma into a skill. Because it's not just a series of ideas. It's recommendations for action. And the Buddha set out the Four Noble Truths. He set out duties for the truths. To comprehend suffering, to abandon its cause, to realize its cessation, and to develop the path going there, to that cessation. When he talked about the question of skillful and unskillful qualities, you don't just sort them out like beans in a box. If something is skillful, you try to develop it. If it's unskillful, you try to abandon it. These are all instructions for how to act. You take the instructions, then you follow them, and you look at the results, and then you start deciding whether the results are good enough or not. This is where it becomes more and more yours. Because you are trying to develop your powers of discernment, and this is how it begins. Comparing things. Is this better than that? Is that better than this? Go for whichever seems better. And keep doing that over and over and over. And your powers of perception, your powers of discernment get more and more refined, more and more effective. So it starts with something simple like this. Which kind of breathing feels best right now? Which kind of breathing can you keep up for a long time? So the mind is happy to stay here. The body feels comfortable staying here. You're the one who has to do the action. You're the one who gets to judge the results. That's how your discernment becomes your own. You borrow the Buddha's discernment to begin with. But then as we observe our actions in this way, we become the master of the Dharma too.